970-823-9202.
Hello again, it's the Faith Pest Control Podcast. I'm Mike Stewart, and we're here today to talk about those bugs in your pantry. You know, if you live in Jasper, Georgia, if you live in Blue Ridge, Georgia, if you live in Big Canoe, anywhere in the North Georgia Mountains, I'll bet you have a pantry, and I'll bet you sometimes, every once in a while, you go in there and there's some sort of pest in your pantry. I remember one time I was pouring out a bowl of cereal and a bunch of little crawly bugs were in my cereals. And I'll tell you what, didn't make me happy. So we've got pest expert Fred Talley here to talk about something that you know, probably not pleasant to talk about, but, you know, you need to be aware of it and you need to know what to do. What do you do when there's bugs in the pantry, Fred?
There's only one thing to do. You've got to find the source. Stored product pests, or what we more commonly refer to in our industry as pantry pests, are basically pests of food products and certain other stored products, and they can be extremely numerous. The stored food insects of probably bigger concern to homeowners exist under very specific conditions. They're usually found living in products such as dried fruit, spices, flour, bran, peas, other dried vegetables, dried flours, grain, milled cereal products, dog food, nuts, candy, pasta, cheese, and items like that. Stored food pests will contaminate and therefore eliminate from human consumption far more food than they will actually eat. They are most important as pests of stored grains. They damage actually more than 10% of the world's grain production. Stored product pests are very important in the household and in retail stores. Because these pantry pests too can find their way into packaged cereals, spices, and other foodstuffs. Many stored food insects feed generally on all types of dried vegetables and animal matter. Certain stored product pests originate in crops that are still growing in the field. So even after processing the food stuff and getting it to a retail center to sell it, or even a wholesale center, the insect is already inside the food source. Stored product pests can and may fly into buildings from the outside. They can come from secluded areas inside or migrate into non-infested items from infested sources, such as food refuse that collects in cracks and crevices. Most pests of stored products are of a tropical or subtropical origin, and as a result, they live and reproduce best under warm conditions, with only a few exceptions. They cannot live for long at low temperatures, and they don't. It's not common for them to hibernate. Very few stored product pests live and breed at temperatures above 95, and most do not lay eggs at temperatures below around 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Insects, of stored product pests can be separated into four kind of groups: internal feeders, external feeders, scavengers, and then secondary pests. The source of a stored product pest infestation in a home is normally confined, obviously, to the areas where foods are stored, such as in the pantry, in the kitchen. The entire infestation can and may be isolated within a single cabinet or a single box of material before any type of control really can be attempted. And I'm talking about chemical control. The source of the infestation must be found and eliminated. It is very common, extremely common, for a housewife to tell me They've gone through every possible source of infestation in their kitchen or pantry, only to still have a stored product pest problem. Inevitably, I will go to their house, start going through their food stores, and I will discover the source of the problem. Oftentimes, the evidence found is very subtle. You don't always see the insect. You might see a hole in a piece of corn that would indicate that's where a stored product pest had been. You might see a piece of webbing in a bag of candy where they have been in there. It's very subtle and it's very tedious to go through everything in the pantry. And for some people, it might not be a big deal, but for the others, it's a huge deal when they have to start throwing out stuff out of their pantry because it's infested with this stuff. Homeowners, you need to look very carefully into all the cracks and crevices where dried food debris can be accumulating. Inside containers, such as things as cereals, beans, peas, flour, dried fruits, spices, and any other material in which insects may live and complete their life cycle. Do not overlook the possibility that a box of cereal that you have just brought home from the grocery store may be infested, because most of the time that is you bring the infestation home from the grocery store. You also need to check under cabinets and open or accessible wall voids for spillage of products that can suffice as food sources for these pantry pests. Pet foods and bird seed can be a source of the infestation, but they're generally not located in the kitchen. That doesn't mean they can't infest products that are in the pantry, but they're generally located in the garage. We keep our bird seed and pet food in the garage. And if we get a stored product pest in there, which it generally comes from the grocery store as well, or wherever you're buying your pet food and bird seed. So I don't care. It's not going to hurt the dogs. It's not going to hurt the birds. They'll pick around it. So, if it happens, it happens. It's really just not a major deal to us if that occurs. Just the point being that it can happen in other places in the house it doesn't have to be just in the kitchen. It can be other places because stored products are in other places. Here at Faith, we do offer a free consultation. If you feel like you have a pantry pest problem, if you hire us and at the end of 30 days to fix it, if you're not 100% happy with what we've done, we will come back and retreat your home for free. And we'll continue to treat it for free until you tell us that you are happy. If that still doesn't make you happy, we'll give you back every penny you spent on the original treatment. Plus, we'll pay you an additional $25 just for fooling with us for your time and trouble. Bottom line is, I want you to be happy with the service we provide, or you won't owe us a penny, period. If you feel like what I've said makes sense to you, please call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 and ask to speak to me, Fred Talley. I'll be more than happy to speak with you and answer any questions you have.
Well, Fred, thank you for all this great information. We appreciate all over the Jasper, Georgia area and North Georgia Mountains that you do this service. We all have pantries, and we don't want to put up with any kind of pests in our pantries. So thank you for this great information. You can subscribe to this podcast. We say subscribe to us, share us, and like us. Leave a comment. Share us with your friends. We do this, like I said, to help out. Help the folks in North Georgia have pest-free homes. And we will see you next time on the Faith Pest Control Podcast.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.
202.
Hey there, I'm Fred Talley with Faith Pest Control. Now, it's a fact. If termites infest your home, they can do devastating damage unless they are discovered and stopped. At Faith Pest Control, we understand that your home is your most valuable possession, and the last thing you want to happen is for it to be damaged by termites or any other pests. Call Faith Pest Control today at 770-823-9202 for a free pest consultation and free termite treatment estimate. Don't take a chance when it comes to termites in your home. It's simply not worth it. Let the proven experts at Faith Pest Control protect your home from termites. Call us today at 770-823-9202 and be sure to visit our website at faithpestcontrol.com.
Google Faith Termite and Pest Control. Guaranteed service you can trust. Call 770-823-9202.